Jesse Sharkey is the head of the Chicago Teachers Union, and he joins us on WGN. Jesse, thanks for taking our call. I hope you're having a good day.
Good morning. Thank you. Glad to be here.
Should the teachers have to get a vaccine, Jesse? Should it be mandated?
I don't know. The FDA has offered an emergency authorization for these vaccines. The actual approval is probably still 12 to 18 months out. There's definitely time for us to have a real conversation with the district about it. I would expect them to do that before passing a policy that affects our members. And that will also give me some time to have a conversation with the members of the Chicago Teachers Union about it. I'll say that the idea of vaccination is not one that teachers are foreign to or new to. There's all kinds of vaccinations which are required for participation in public schools, measles, for example. And so, that's not a crazy idea to us. But the idea that we would be something which would affect our employment, which we just spent a couple of months battling, and which we're being told, no, you cannot have access to these vaccines as a condition for coming back. And now being told, but very soon you're going to have the vaccine as a condition for employment. That's a bit of a whiplash for us.
I think that was a whiplash for a lot of us. But I also thought that it was something that the teachers union was advocating for. You wanted access to the vaccines, right? You wanted the classrooms to be safer.
Yeah, absolutely.
But now right. You're saying that you don't want to be told you have to take the vaccine.
Well, look, like I said, vaccinations are not something which is foreign and new to us. I don't know what is going to come out of that conversation, but I don't want to be an afterthought, where someone decides they're going to do this policy and then I find out about it in the press.
I'm sorry, Jesse, but it just sounds to me like those are talking points. Like that's how one would argue this. But at the end of the day, of course you want the vaccine. Of course you want the teachers to get vaccinated. And if their reservations were that the classrooms weren't safe enough, this makes the classrooms safer. There's just no arguing that. Have you had the vaccine?
I'm right now, I'm on leave running the teachers union. And as a result, I'm not being made to go into a classroom. And as a result, I'm not eligible for the vaccine.
You're not eligible.
No, I haven't.
I just asked you a medical question. You could say it's none of your business, Williams. But humor me if you will. Would you take the vaccine if it were offered to you?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, sure, yeah. And don't you think most reasonable, educated people would say the same?
I do. I think that when you start talking about mandatory vaccines, there are issues we have to consider about, history of mandatory vaccination, what that means in different communities. Not everyone trusts the medical establishment in this country.
You know that. That's a talking point, Jesse, but that's everybody's going to get the same vaccine. That's their reservation. But the science, the safest way to make the schools safe is to, the surest way to make them safe is to get the vaccine, right?
I think so, yeah. But like I said, this is not something which our union has a position on right now. Which is to say, the CTU, the Democratic Union, takes internal discussions and takes positions. Our union has, there's a whole number of mandatory vaccinations which teachers have, and it's not something that we've opposed in the past. It isn't. But this is one we haven't discussed. And like I said, this is something which has got an emergency use authorization. And we're going to have some time to discuss it, and we'd expect to have a chance to have that process out. And that's not a talking point. If you're saying something, okay, here's a condition of employment for 25,000 people, you have to have a chance to discuss with those people, what that means. We're not anti-vaccine. We're pro-vaccine, and I would encourage people to take the vaccine if asked. And I have some responsibility to have a conversation with members before taking an official position.
Well, I would hope that you would persuade the team. I mean, I don't know how that works. I understand it's a democratic process. You ought to hear people's reservations. But were I in charge of a group of people's public health, I would say, folks, let's get the vaccine. I would persuade them to do so. Would you do that?
Like I said, I'm in favor of the vaccine. I think it makes sense. I will say that I don't have a background in science per se. I don't have expertise.
Well, I don't either, Jesse. But I mean, 68 million doses have been delivered in the United States, and it seems to be going pretty well. I mean, even if it's not perfect, even if there's some complications, it's a numbers game. You've got all of those schools, all of those families. Boy, it seems to me like it would sure make the schools a lot more inviting if we said every single teacher and employee got the vaccine, or they're not going into the building.
I mean, we argued that we should be offered vaccine as a condition of going back to the schools, and we're told that that wasn't possible. And so just to be perfectly clear, we had over 10,000 teachers and staff back in the buildings as of Monday, and there are going to be students back in the buildings as of this following Monday. And I would say majority of those folks haven't been offered vaccine.
Jesse, pardon me, we didn't hear you. Go ahead.
I said that a majority of the people who are working in schools who came back this past Monday have not been offered vaccine yet. We did argue for that. We fought as hard as we could for it. And we got put in a situation where our options were you have the mayor and her public health commissioner running a campaign against teachers, making a video which said that we were trying to take vaccines away from more medically vulnerable people, and that amounted to
Dr. Arwadi said something like that. I've got 30 seconds left, Jesse.
Yeah.
So, what's the message that you want our listeners to hear then?
The message that I want your listeners to hear is that the union is pro vaccine. We're encouraging our members to get vaccinated. In fact, we demanded it. It was not something we were able to achieve. And as for whether we're going to start firing teachers who are vaccine hesitant for whatever reason, mm-hmm. that's going to need to be a conversation that our union has to participate in with the board after we've had a chance to have a conversation
Understood.
With people in the union.
I really appreciate you having a conversation with me about that today, Jesse. Good luck to you all, and I appreciate you giving us some of your time.
Good, thanks, Jesse.
You betcha. Jesse Sharkey's in charge of the Chicago Teachers Union. It's